Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I had just said to KC, I found this quote from Mark Spears where he's talking about Zion Williamson. The quote is, I talked to one of Zion's former teammates who says his talent is so big that it's actually LeBron James-like talent. He thought he could even be better than MJ, but he doesn't love it like LeBron James. LBJ. I'm sorry. He thought he could be even better than LBJ, but he doesn't love it like LeBron.
Yeah, and I was saying we talked to Jerry Reynolds the other day when he was in, and we were just talking about guys like that. You know what I mean? There's so many talented guys that play basketball that just don't have the same drive of a LeBron, of a Kobe. Mm-hmm. He talks Larry Bird, obviously, of Mike. Those guys, they needed to be the greatest. They needed to be the best and be iconic. And that's what on that level separates guys a lot of the time. And also, I talked about, like, because Ben Simmons' name came up quite a few times. Like, yeah, it's okay that Ben Simmons wasn't this maniacal basketball guy. He was 6'10". He saw that if I do enough, I can make a good life for myself and my family moving forward. And that's what he did. He's not a bad person for it. He's not anybody that you should be disgusted by because he didn't love basketball the way Kobe Bryant did. Mm-hmm. And I think in our bubble, our sports fan bubble, we get so frustrated, turned off, disgusted by a Zach LaVine, a Ben Simmons, because they don't love it. I think we look at it as they have this opportunity that people would die for, and they're not using it the way people think they should use it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people just want to have a good life, and they've got a tool to make sure they have a good life financially.
There's far more people than you realize who basketball's a job. That's on the women's side. That's on the men's side. I don't know that that's necessarily the case in football because of everything that comes with football. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to be wired a little bit differently to play that game. But I'm sure there are. Like, yeah. I'm sure there are guys who are just like, I make a living playing football.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people who make a living playing basketball. And that's their living.
Yeah.
And they don't have a desire to... we were actually during our 4-hour drive to Sky River yesterday from Rockland, we had a similar conversation about people like in radio, people I've worked with in the past who, you know, someone's name came up and my mom, I guess, had told Katie how much I admired Marcus Allen. Mm-hmm. And I was like, my mom has a tendency to like exaggerate when she tells stories. And I was trying to poke holes, and I was like, you know what? She actually might not be exaggerating with that one. Like, Mark was the first radio personality I met. Like, I remember what a big deal it was when I got in the game and was able to do stuff with Marcus Allen and tell him, you know, I met you at the opening of Blockbuster Video on Greenback and, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, he's one of those guys who utilized his talents and worked really, really hard. there's far more people that I know who have been superbly talented. It just didn't work very hard. There are people I have worked with who should be millionaires in this game because they were so naturally gifted. They just didn't want to work hard. Yeah. And they skated by on the skill set that they were blessed with and didn't work to become better. And that happens a lot in basketball. I think it happens a lot in sports, but it definitely happens a lot in basketball.
Yeah, yeah, man.
And I'm sure Jerry's seen a million of them.
Yeah. So, yeah, I absolutely could believe that about Zion, and just his ability and what his ceiling could be, and whether or not he loved it to the degree that he could reach all that potentially he had.
We mentioned during the break that, or at least I think it was during the break, it might have been on the air, I can't remember, that LeBron James is out tonight versus the Celtics. Mm-hmm. The Celtics very quietly are winning basketball games.
They are.
Like, they're 13-9, and I'm sorry, I just saw Celtics? I saw the studio to my right.
Somebody say Celtics?
Yo, like, y'all are winning some games right now. It looks like
Clippers, send us Zubac.
Oh, they're getting rid of Zubac?
I mean, if you're having a fire sale, it's kind of been the guy everyone has had their eye on for the Celtics. Shout out to Miss Cato. But yeah, they're playing good basketball right now.
They really are. It's funny that you say this, because last night, all right, yeah, I'll say it, damn it, I was listening to Simmons again.
You do that all the time.
I'm surprised by this. Like, why don't we chip in and get him like a Bill? Do they have Bill Simmons sweatshirts or hoodies?
They
got or,
merch. You know, they had a. I want to know more about this situation, but I do want to get your thoughts on it either today or moving forward. This Netflix Warner Brothers thing.
Okay.
Because Dan Levitard was like, he brought up Bill Simmons because I guess Spotify may be going to Netflix, which would put Simmons stuff behind a paywall. And he's like, Simmons can't
Wait,
be
Simmons,
happy.
So run that back one more time. Simmons is about
Simmons
to go where?
Simmons is with Spotify.
Right.
And I think Netflix was trying to purchase Spotify, or a lot of stuff on Spotify
got it.
To Netflix.
Okay.
Which essentially might put Simmons stuff
behind the
paywall.
Netflix paywall.
Yeah. And he's like, he can't be too thrilled about that because he understands how he built what he built.
Sure.
Being where everybody could watch it.
Sure.
But, or listen to it. But that was one thing I thought about. But he talked about
that Netflix thing is fascinating.
Yeah, I got to know more about it. Yeah.
It's fascinating. It's splitting Warner Brothers off. Like, they're not acquiring TNT, TBS. They're not acquiring the television stations, but like HBO, HBO Max, libraries, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's I can't lie. My first thought when I read it was, how is this legal? Like, there is a such thing. Like, Monopoly isn't just a board game.
Right.
Like, that is there's. That game is based off of practice, a very illegal practice. And when I saw it, I was like, how is this possible? Mm-hmm. But I guess it's, you know what this stuff is becoming? It's becoming college football, where all of these conferences are merging into the Big Five conferences,
right,
and they're just
right.
kind of getting, you know, eaten up. It's what happened with the WWF during their expansion in the 80s. There were billions of territories. And WWF just absorbed all of them at the time, except basically one.
Right.
That's what, like, I got an alert, like, Apple and Peacock have a deal that I have to, like, figure out somehow, because you can get them both now at a really discounted price if you get them together. Apple TV and Peacock. This is our world now.
That's
all
crazy.
Of these companies are merging together. Hulu, Disney, it's all the same thing. Now they got the Fubo thing coming in. Mm-hmm. Hulu had packages with HBO Max. Now I can't figure out how any of this works. I'm convinced everybody's taking my money.
Yeah. ESPN.
I'm paying for 4 HBO Max subscriptions, 2 Peacock subscriptions.
And in the midst of paying for ESPN Plus and all this, ESPN and Fox are about to have their own
thing.
There's
that, right.
I'm paying like 4 different ways.
But I got to pay $30 to watch Survivor Series. Get out of my face.
But I talk about Simmons because he mentioned the Celtics today and about how they're better than he thought. They're winning games. They're a solid team. And he talked about all right, does this mean you bring Tatum back?
Yes.
Because the thought before was he's out for the season, they're not going to be no good or whatever. Now you could be staring at a top 16. Tatum supposedly is supposed to be like cleared by January, February. Do you bring him back?
Bring him back in March is fine. But
well,
yeah,
first of all, don't ask the fan base. Jesus Christ.
If he's with the doctor says so, who am I to tell him no, he can't play?
I'm just little old Jesse Tatum.
Yeah, if the doctor with the PhD and all that says, yeah, Tatum, go ahead and play, then yeah, we'll see you out there.
In my partner's defense, the answer is yes.
Right now?
Yeah, the answer is yes. Yeah.
Right now, they got the fifth best point differential in the NBA. They're five seed. Third best offensive rating, fifth best net rating, second most wins against 500 teams or better.
Yeah, they're doing league. 360 dunks or whatever he's doing, acting right. Like Zion Williamson a few years ago.
Yeah, shout out Joe Mazzulla.
2 months ago, what the hell?
Yeah, right, exactly.
What the hell?
Also, Jaylen Brown's been a monster all year.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown. Once he stopped smearing everybody, he started cooking.
Also, he's going to be streamer of the year this season.
Yeah, didn't he do a stream after the game?
Bro, he dropped like 40 on the Knicks and went live after.
Real quick, because I know Eddie's coming through. We're going to talk football eventually when he's gone and everything. Jesse, you would notice USA men's team, we going to the playoff round, huh?
Yeah, they should advance out of that group.
That's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
How many times did that happen recently?
What?
Soccer. Like, they've gotten to the...
Where the hell did that come from?
Yeah.
They had the draw today.
Oh, yeah, there was a World Cup draw today, yeah.
Yeah, and they had some countries. I was like, they don't look very good.
Is that right?
Yeah, they'll make it out their group, but look, before it's even a thought, I'll tell you this. Friends, don't let friends talk... Let people talk about USA winning the World Cup or Mexico. Like, it's not ever going to be a thing.
I didn't say winning.
I'm just saying.
Have they... I can think of one time they got to... It's the knockout rounds. Is that what it's called?
They make it out. It's just they don't really go far. I mean, 2018 they missed.
Yeah, I only remember the Landon Donovan goal where they got out of the group stage. Other than that, I can't remember another time.
Yeah, they're fine. I mean, it's the US.
Oh boy, it's gonna be lit. Ooh, that knockout round game might be at Levi's. Ooh, we gotta go.
You know what goes great with World Cup?
What's that?
Baker Family Wine.
Oh, well, that's for sure.
You can grab you some bottles. You can grab whatever's left at the Nugget in Granite Bay. 13 cases were sold on Wednesday night when Dusty Baker came through and signed autographs at that particular Nugget. I know they have some bottles left over. You can also get them at Roseville. You can get them at Elk Grove. You can get them at select Raley's and Bel Air locations. Or you can head over to the tasting room in West Sacramento. It's on Industrial Boulevard. Baker Family Wines, look for the baseball stitch on the logo. It's absolutely incredible. No matter what your palate calls for, Dusty Baker and his incredible team of winemakers has got you covered. You don't want to miss, get the rosé. It's a darker rosé. It's a little stronger. It's not sweet. It's on point. You will love it. I promise. No one we know who has ever had it has not loved it.
Right. Right.
Dusty Baker and Baker Family Wines. Head over to BakerFamilyWines.com and don't go anywhere. We'll come back. We'll talk more basketball with Eddie Gonzalez next on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 13.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
20. All right, we back here with our man Eddie Gonzalez, live from New York City.
Where it's what? You said 31 degrees?
31. Let's see what it feels like. Hold on. You know what it feels like.
That wind is
26.
That wind is
feels like 29.
Must be a calm day. That's what I did learn about New York. I got into the vortex of Manhattan one time when it was like 33, but that wind got to blowing. Oh my gosh, my face hurt.
That's what it is. I didn't know that wind could go through your pants, like through your jeans, until I got out here. I'm like, wait. Why do I feel that?
Have you gone for a run yet where you sweat and it freezes to your eyebrows or your beard?
No, I haven't done that.
Okay.
That's a little scary.
Yeah.
But I went on runs that it's so cold, I'm like, I'm not really sweating. Like, I'm just kind of like there. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm staying cool.
Okay.
I told him I'm cold out here right now. It's cold out here.
It you says look cold. Hoodie under the jersey, like you got a lot going on.
It's chilly. Yeah, nah, it's not.
Let me ask you. I made a TikTok about this. So you have an undershirt under your hoodie, right? Like you don't just raw dog the hoodie. That's
no.
Not
No. Who does that?
Well, women do it, first of all.
Well, that's different. That's different.
But there's dudes out there raw dogging the hoodies.
Oh, man, come on, like, man. They can't be doing it. There's always at least a tank top.
Yeah,
almost always tank top, t-shirt right now, because like I said, I just run cold. I'm throwing the long john under here, man.
A long john under the hoodie's a lot, but
nah, it's right. Cold.
No, my brother is temperature sensitive.
Clearly,
I get cold.
What's your
quick.
Thermostat at the crib?
75.
Wow, yeah. Really?
Yeah. And look, well, here's the thing. We don't go past that. They got to fight me to turn that thermostat up. It's cold in the house, but you just put on more layers. We don't need to be at like 81. What are you doing? Put on the sweatsuit.
Wait. So the summer, though, you're like 65. Like you're like AC all day?
No. I just deal with it. It's cool. It's cool.
That's crazy.
It's cool. Hell no. PG&E crazy right now. Somebody crazy right now.
No, we'll
deal with whatever it is. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We ain't turning that thermostat.
I will sit in my house cold. I will not sit in my house hot.
Nah, this is not happening.
Nah.
This is New Jersey. This is New York. This is the Northeast. We have like the cooler, like swamp coolers in every room. Like, we moved here in this current spot in August, hottest time of the year. Immediately bought two. It was like, oh, this will be fine. We'll get like a draft in here.
Yeah,
we have one in every room now. Like, this is like, no, we're not playing. Like, we have
like
a spare room in the back, and we got one in there just in case. In case somebody come by, in case we want to go in there, whatever.
Yeah,
it's AC in every room. We don't play that no more.
I feel you.
You crazy? Deal with it.
Well, no, the AC AC comes on. I'm just saying, like, if need be, that's good. I got a fan. Like, it's cool. It's cool.
Something wrong with you.
You know what helps with that, though, is the way my house is set up. The sun never shines into the windows.
Oh.
So I'm never beat down by the sun. It's just warm. That's all.
Casey forbids the sun from shining into his rich house.
Not rich.
You built it that way when you built it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He told no the windows designers.
North and south windows.
No sun.
I've been on the other side though. My mom's house, the sun went directly into the living room window as it was going down. So like from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock, it would fry the living That's room. Crazy. And I was like, hell nah. If I can help it, I'm moving into a house where that don't happen with the sun.
Ours isn't that bad, but we don't have any window coverings on the windows that go to the backyard. So there's a few moments where it's like, all right, man, I need you to.
Yo, growing up was learning how much drapes cost. Like,
bruh, right?
Man. Like, I don't think I need none.
And God forbid you get those window covering shade things. The, yeah. Please.
Boy, it would be sheets on these windows. Don't worry.
My son got the joints that he got, like the hotel joints. It'd be too dark. Be,
oh, you got the blackout
it'd
joints?
It'd be noon, and it is just dark as I don't know what.
It's like, always funny in Vegas. You wake up, and it really could be any time. Like, it could be, like, let me find my phone. It might be 4. Right. Wait, before we talk about important stuff, where was Drake on your year-end Spotify Apple list?
He was number one on mine.
Okay, I know. D-Lo, what was yours? First
he wasn't on mine.
What was first?
You, Dot.
Damn.
GNX did come out this year. Well,
no, it didn't.
About
it
a
came
year
out
ago.
In 2024.
Yeah. About a year ago.
Luther was the, you know, Luther's the biggest. You know, Luther's winning like 8 Grammys. Like, sit down. Like, don't do this. Don't do this, Eddie. Don't do this.
Here we go.
That man's walking away with 7 Grammys in February. Stop it.
Because I'm not going to get into all that, but we know why that's about to happen.
Like, I know.
You know, the powers that be going to make sure.
They out here giving high fives. They out here giving high fives at the Grammy. Come on, man. I ain't never seen that, Eddie.
I like how Jay-Z told us the Grammys is a sham, but give my wife one because. Like, come on. And then they win one. Like, I love the Grammys. Grammys are hilarious. Kendrick could win 9 rap Grammys. They don't put them on TV anyway. They don't put rap on TV for the Grammys. They don't care about us. So what does that matter?
That's true. They don't put the hip-hop artists on. But he's not winning the hip-hop categories. He's winning the Song of the Year categories.
Sabrina Carpenter got that on lock.
Yeah, she might. Yeah, she might. She might. I actually thought Billie.
It's her year, baby.
I thought Billie Eilish. Birds of a Feather. I was like, that might be the song.
Oh yeah, that's that like I know song. Y'all. I know y'all seen my list. My list is all over the place, but I'm telling y'all,
yours was Taylor Swift at number 1, Taylor Swift at number 2, Taylor Swift at number 3.
It was 2. The Boy and Taylor. I wasn't playing. Come on, Taylor. I had C plus. Shout out plus was in there. Sack. I had Sabrina Carpenter was in there. That album still. That,
I can't remember. You know. Yeah, that album is crazy. I can't remember. Were you Spotify or Apple?
I do both.
Okay.
I listen to mostly on Apple, but I listen a lot on YouTube too. No. So on YouTube, number one was Frank Ocean, but on Apple it was Drake. It was Taylor.
I never got into Frank Ocean.
I knew you didn't. If that made me think you don't like Tyler either, do you?
Uh-uh.
I'm not a Tyler's
just pretentious to me. Like he's just
a little
like,
bit.
I feel like I don't like him.
But Don't Tap the Glass was the album of the year for me. The rap album of the year.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a rap album.
I was a down year for rap. I'm kind of like.
Oh, it definitely was. Like
I'm going to sound like a real old head right now because I am. I'm kind of like, I'm not saying I'm grown out of rap, but I'm kind of bored of rap. Mm. So like it, on top of that, it was a bad. And like my bias just wouldn't let me get into the Clips album. So like. Yeah, apparently that was the best going, but I'll take
you kind of missed out with that one.
You know
that album was fire.
I played it like once. I was like, "Oh, it's a Clips album." And
yeah, that album was fire.
You know who the game kind of missing? I don't think this has ever been. Drake was still visible though. You know what I feel the game is missing is Cole.
Yeah,
I'm ready for Cole to come back.
Part of the same tree too. That's the problem.
Yeah, so I'm ready for Cole to come back. I thought I said the Fall Off was coming out last year.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. On record, too. Just all on the radio talking about, it's going to happen. All right, man.
I like Cole because I feel like when he drops, it's like he has something to say, like as a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whereas other people, like Lil Baby just dropped like 20 songs, and it was just to drop 20 songs. So it's like, I like artists that's what I'll get to Tyler, somebody you mentioned. when Tyler drops, it's like he was inspired and he has stuff to get off his chest. So I like Cole for that sense. So he can wait. He can take his time. I hope he's good.
Give
like,
me
it
a,
needs to be good.
Give me a real Jeezy album, too. That last one, I was not a real
You wasn't messing with it?
No.
JT told me the show with the orchestra and stuff. Like one of the
oh
best concerts.
Oh, gosh.
His
I'm
life.
So mad. They're going to be in Vegas in December. It might be like this weekend. I'm not going to get to
well,
it.
December.
I hope he does it again. Yeah, I know. I think it's early December.
It is early December. It's December 5th.
His show, right?
No, I'm saying it's December 5th
no,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
So if it's
That's
this
what I'm
weekend.
Saying. That's what I'm saying. It might be this weekend, but and I'm not going to get to it. But
I
heard it's fantastic.
That and the Illmatic joint look incredible. Absolutely incredible.
So Kendrick number one. That's too bad.
You sound ridiculous, Eddie. You sound ridiculous, man. Stop.
Don't do that.
You sound ridiculous.
Don't do that. I'm not the biggest fan of Luther, the song, or 30 for 30, but, I mean, they were everywhere this year.
They be playing it in the
Luther
gym
is crazy. Luther is fire.
Luther's a good song.
They be playing it
in
the
gym. It's a good
song.
It's
not. Sit there like,
30 for 30 is kind of whack, but Luther is a good song. I didn't like it as much as everybody else did.
No, Luther's fantastic.
I didn't like Squabble Up as much as everybody else did. I like Shocker, but
TV
I never
Off
liked
Off is the one.
TV Off is fire. Squabble Up did it. I think what ruined Squabble Up, it was like everyone wanted to hear after the video dropped the rest of it, and then once you did,
yeah,
it was like, oh,
I haven't.
All right, it's cool. It's cool. It was a great use of a sample. Like it's cool.
I'm also of the mind too, like. You know, I grew up with Hyphy, so like whenever they verge into that territory, I'm like annoyed already. Like, you're from LA, like stop. Like Dre and Mac Maul rapped on there. Like leave us alone.
Squabble up in the Hyphy record.
Like I said, Dre and Mac Maul rapped on that, so that's what I hear in the back of my head. It's like,
oh, like you said, I really like the sample though, and
I don't like
the
song. Is good.
The Debbie Dev sample is fire.
It's a good song. It's just yeah,
TV
just,
Off is
like
better.
TV,
like
yeah.
It's too similar to TV Off, and TV Off is way better.
Yeah.
My
you're just a hater. Like what are we even having this conversation for? You hate Kendrick,
one,
I hate Drake. We're not getting anywhere.
My number one album of the year was Some Sexy Songs for You.
Yeah, that's because like, you don't like Tyler.
That was a good album.
That's why it was number one.
That was a fire album, though.
It was a fine album.
It could have been
pronounced the letter. It was a fine album.
It could have been five songs less. But it was a really good
album. Not fire.
Oh, no, he did his no.
That album was
he did
not
so he did his
this
thing. They did their
fine.
Thing with that one.
Album was fine.
How many songs would that made it on your list?
None, not one of them. But that didn't stop me from hearing Nokia every hour and 15 minutes for about 6 months straight.
I'm about to go.
And I knew you were gonna bring this crap up today. two, I knew I had a problem. When I was listening to the wake up call on the pop station and Nokia came on, I was like, oh, crap.
Just rapped and it went pop.
It hit that category. All right, great.
I'm surprised Raining in Houston didn't become a single.
That was the song I thought was the best on the album.
Yeah, I love Raining in Houston.
Yo, like in my own little silo, my list like really set it off for people, like really was upsetting people.
See your list like that, like I could get with that. Eddie just loves music.
Yeah.
Like I can get with that.
I'm gonna run these are my albums and then we can move on. I don't take up our whole half hour here. Sexy Songs for You was one. 1989 by Taylor Swift was two. I actually got that tatted on my hand. I love that album.
That album's incredible.
Number three is Key Glock Glockavelli, which was like an incredible album. I love like Key Glock went crazy.
I like his single.
Number four
his
was Blonde by Frank Ocean. Number five was Music by Playboi Carti. I don't even remember listening to that much, but I know I did because I was in the gym heavy. Just
I could not get through that album fast enough. No. I was like, God, please. Just
I think it was
Buddhist.
The song Crank. Like I was listening at least twice a day, like for a month. So
it came out too late.
Young Boys on there, Ian Triplin's on there. Kanye Graduation made my top 10. So okay. Let y'all know the type of mood I was in for the summer.
It came out too late, so it's not gonna be in anybody's list, but Summer is one of my favorite albums.
I feel bad. I haven't touched one Summer. Second album. But I've been thoroughly entertained by her life and her Instagram.
It's
so I love Summer. She can do
That's
no
my
wrong.
Girl. That's
she does girl. Social media as good as she does music.
Yo, she's incredible. She made Body, so she can do no wrong to me. Like, she's good forever. I don't care. Same for Brandy. Like, Brandy beefing with Beyonce was like,
yeah, why?
We needed R&B divas back. This is perfect.
Where's Giannis going to play?
I said yesterday on Twitter, I think the Golden State Warriors. And I'll say for a couple reasons. A couple real reasons. One, they have Jimmy Butler's contract, which is half the battle. You have $60 million of contract to trade. Two, they have some draft picks. Three, they have Jonathan Kuminga, who they don't want and who can get more draft picks. Mm-hmm. So at some point, this turns into two things. It's the same thing that happened to KD. And Giannis is going through it now. One, where do you want to go? That's 80% of the battle. We're going to do right by you. You're Giannis Antetokounmpo. Two, who can actually make a trade work? And that's where the Warriors come into play there. Like, I think he wouldn't mind playing in the Bay. I think he wouldn't mind playing with Steph Curry. And they have the stuff to make it happen. I think the list of contenders is almost the same as it was for Kevin, including the Rockets. I think, you know, both L.A. teams will dabble. I think the Minnesota Timberwolves will give it a shot. Like, you're looking at that combination of things, or at least half of the battle. Mm-hmm. A team who has the contracts, which is where the Knicks comes in, which is where the Wolves come in. And a team that has some picks, which is where, you know, you'll see the Nets get thrown in there, see the Thunder get thrown in there, but the Rockets still have some picks. The Lakers still have some of their picks, you know, and the Warriors still have some picks. So I think it's going to be that group of teams. But again, I think the easiest trade, and so I'm just going to go with that as my prediction, is the Warriors. But it's going to come down to Giannis saying, this is where I want to go. But it's clear as day he wants out. It's clear as day it needs to be done. When you stay together for the family, this is what happens. This is Kevin Durant in Brooklyn all over again. Should have did it when you had the chance. And it's like, now you're worse than you were before. Now he's hurt on top of that. Just get it over with. The problem is these deals now in this current CBA are so hard to make in season. I don't know if we're going to have to wait till the summer for this or not, but I think we might have to.
The place I think he wants to go, not like, oh, I'm cool going there. I think he wants to go to the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
And is he willing to wait for the summer, or are they going to be able to maneuver some stuff to get it done during the season to get him there? But if they have that conversation, where do you want to go? I think it's the Knicks. I think it's always been the Knicks. And I'll say, I think he gets there at some point.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the Knicks, they're fine in the conference this year. They've lost some games. They kind of can't win a game on the road as it goes. But it just turns into, is this your long-term team? Are you convinced that Cat, OG, and Mikal Bridges are what you need for the future, or turning that in some combination, because one of them will have to go somewhere to get picks, and then two of them will probably have to go to the Bucks, and then you'll probably have to one of your young guys. Do you want to do all that for Giannis? If you're asking me, Giannis is just 30. He's still 30. I had to Google it to remember. I thought he was 32, 33. He's 30 years old. He's still in the middle of his prime. You got him on contract till 2028. Yes, it's a big deal, but that's what you pay for a player as good as Giannis. I think you got to do it. What I think is about to happen right now, both in media and kind of like in the NBA world, it's going to be like an over-evaluation of what Giannis is and isn't. Now, when he won, he had a great team behind him, but he had a lot of specific things with him. He had Drew Holiday, which is one of the best perimeter defenders in the league, also a point guard who's making threes. He had Brooke Lopez, which is at the time the premier stretch five in the league. He led the league in blocks, and he was knocking down threes. Mm-hmm. You need these very specific things. You need defenders all around him. He got like a lesser version of that team now, but it's just not competing like it once was. Mm-hmm. You know, Giannis kind of is a guard in a sense because how much he handles the ball, and he kind of gets a running start from the perimeter, but he can't shoot. He's not he probably should be a center, but he doesn't want to play on the block. Like he also doesn't want to play the center on defense. He's a very unique player. You need a very unique team around him. Again, that's where I think the Stephen Curry of it all works, because like you make that work with him. But I think we're going to have like a mass evaluation of the way he is and isn't, and if he's worth it. I think he is still at his age. You just don't balk at a chance to get a Hall of Famer, or at least that's something in the tank. Somebody was asking a question yesterday, like you look at Austin Reeves, what he's doing. He's 29 and 8-8 or whatever it is right now. He's going crazy. Is Austin Reeves at $41 million, which would be his max this summer if he signs it, more valuable than Giannis at $59 million? I'm like, you think about it a little bit, like if you're the Lakers, but I still think you have to do that. If the Bucks are willing to take some combination of Austin Reeves stuff in your picks, you take that and you try to win a championship with Luka and Giannis right now, rather than hope, you know, Austin Reeves lives up to his max contract, continues to be what he is right now. He's already 27 years old. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think they'll be a player too. Like it's almost perfect for the Lakers if he emerges as an all-star this year, because then it's like, now we're a real player in this deal.
Real quick, Jason Anderson is reporting that Dennis Schroeder will be out for tomorrow's game against the Miami Heat. That'll be the fourth straight game. Actually, this might be the fifth straight game that Dennis has missed with a right hip flexor.
Those diamonds were dancing the other day on the bench, though. Shout out to Dennis.
Looked like you.
Relax. Could I ask one more thing about the Giannis? And me and Damian talked about this earlier today. And I don't think we're on the same page. I tried to convince him. I don't think he's there. But one of the scenarios was the Rockets. And they said Sengun in that deal. And Sengun is fantastic. He's younger, all this other stuff. I think I'd kind of do that without thinking twice, though. Like, if you can get Giannis, KD, Amin, and, like, still keep Reed Shepard and some picks and all that, like,
the only other contract with VanVleet.
VanVleet,
right.
It was
the only other one.
Sengun is great, but, yeah, I'm going to get Giannis.
Yeah, and I think that's why they'll be a player in this if they want to be. I think you could even flip it the other way and say, Amin is due a big deal soon. Maybe he's who you part with, and then you do the other three-headed monster or whatever. But they have flexibility. I mean, there was a reason they were the top of the Durant list, and everybody was putting two and two together. They have picks. They have a Phoenix pick. And they have these guys. They got Alperen under essentially was under market value with the deal they gave him. It's a shorter deal as well. They have Fred VanVleet's contract, which, you know, will be an expiring next year. They'll be right there. I think it's up to the Rockets how hard they want to push with what they want to make happen here. You know, it's tough parting ways with young players like that. But again, you only get one Giannis. Like, this is only, it's only opportunity. I will say, like, the rumor for the longest before they got Kevin a couple years back was they were targeting two guys. They were building up their stockpile of picks and contracts and everything else, and they were targeting two guys. One was Joel Embiid, who is like one of the less tradable players in the league right now because of health and everything else. And the other one was Giannis. So they've kind of always been on the fringes, wondering, hoping he would want to get out. And it's going to keep coming up until something happens here. But my understanding, there's no list right now. There's no this team or out or I'm out of here or whatever. It just seems like they're just opening up the conversation. And now he's got 2 to 4 weeks to really sit there and think about it. Mm. I don't think he's traded at the deadline, but I think that's just because it's complicated. I think he is traded in the offseason, and this is his last year in Milwaukee.
Why do you think this is easier to navigate in the offseason versus right now?
Because first off, draft lines up where it is. So you have a team like the Rockets who, if they have Phoenix's pick, could have the ninth pick in the draft, things of that nature. But second off, you're able to shed contracts a little easier. There's a little more cap mechanics you can do as well, where it's like we can do our deals in this order so it actually fits, rather than right now it has to be dollar for dollar, and it has to, and you have to play games. We have to trade seven players for Giannis. It's kind of harder to do when we got a game on Tuesday than it is in July when we don't have camp for another 2 months. So, there's the mechanics of it, but I do think teams will be aggressive. It just turns into, is this what the Bucks feel like they need for this? And how hard Giannis is going to push?
Do you think Giannis potentially being traded holds up the league, like right now, like from other deals and stuff like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because you look at the guys who are kind of like on the fringes of being traded or talked about, and they're all lesser players. Like, everybody's going to be a lesser player than Giannis, but it's Giannis. It's Ja, it's Trey, it's LaMelo, it's guys like this. It's even the Clippers guys, if you feel like they're going to break up or do something, everything has to go towards that. That's $60 million floating around in the air that has to be knocked out. And also, there's probably gonna be third team, fourth team. Like, there's going to be machinations to be a part of this as well. And, the Jazz love to come and get an extra pick out of something. And the Thunder love to do something like that. And I think a lot of people are going to mention the Spurs and if they want to get involved. And it's just going to hold up a lot of stuff. It's been slow this year in general, but I do think we're going to pick up in January. We're starting to see who's emerging as what in the league. You look at a team like the Hawks, they feel like they got something. Maybe they should take a swing. Maybe they should try to get something for Trey. But you look at some of these other teams like the Clippers, it's looking dead. You know, maybe they might be selling. Maybe they might just hold on and figure it out in the summer. But I think those teams on the fringes are getting a little aggressive now.
Eddie, we appreciate you as always, man. You probably got to go run 6 miles or something, man. So we'll let you.
Let you man, get some Drake in that playlist.
Put Euphoria on while you run, man. It's a great training record. Go put Euphoria on.
Do that. I'll block that. Did you know you could block songs? You could take songs completely out of your library.
Can I block artists? Shut artists off.
Ain't gonna be no music played. Ain't gonna be no music play. You block that artist.
That's not my algorithm. My algorithm works just fine without that, brother.
I just knew D-Lo was gonna be one of them dudes like this. This is a travesty. Like, I didn't listen to none of this. How did Drake end up in my top five?
I didn't say nothing. No, stop. That did not happen.
I'm surprised Drake was my number one, though. I thought it might have been Chris Brown this year. I was listening to a lot of Breezy.
Mm.
I'm surprised.
Birds of a feather, them two.
Yeah. Right. Of all the songs I heard, that's probably the one I heard the most because it was on the radio every hour and 15 minutes.
No guidance. They're never going nowhere.
Yeah.
She's the GOAT. She's special too. Yeah, but yeah, man. Good seeing y'all.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Next week I'll be getting ready. I'm running a half marathon the next Saturday. So
let's go.
I'll be nice and bundled up when I see y'all next week.
There we go.
There you go. That's your second one, right? You just ran one, didn't you?
No, this will be my first.
Oh, okay. So. Okay.
And it's also gonna be 30 degrees in Central Park, so it'll be fun.
All right.
I'll run my marathon in May. It's good.
All right, boy. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
That's a man, Eddie Gonzalez, right there. We'll come back. Man, we'll talk more. We'll talk more NBA stuff. We got some NFL things we got to delve into as well. There's a lot more ahead, man. We're going to get a lot in these next hour and 15 minutes. We appreciate you being with us here on this Friday. Steelo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I read an article today. It's on The Athletic. It caught my attention for a multitude of reasons. The main one being is it was an article. It was a full-on breakdown of the Washington Wizards. And that immediately got my attention, like, the Wizards, huh? All right, let me dive into this because it starts with how the Wizards are unwavering on the plan that they have set forward. Now, mind you, This is a basketball team that is currently 3-17. This is a basketball team that is 28th in offensive efficiency, and they are dead last in defensive efficiency. Now, obviously, that's not their plan. Their plan is for their young guys to develop. Alex Sarr, he was a first-round pick for them last year. Keyshawn George, they're loving the returns for those two players. They love both of those young players that they got in the draft last year. They also know that they don't have the guy. And they still owe Houston a draft pick because of the Russell Westbrook, John Wall trade from like 5 years ago. This is the last year where picks can convey and do all of these different things. So it's a top eight protected pick. If the Wizards finish with a bottom four record, that guarantees they keep their pick. They like their young players. They don't have a guy yet. As much as they like Alex Sarr, as much as they like Keyshawn George, they don't have the guy yet. And I've seen the Wizards play. I've stumbled across Wizards games. Mm-hmm. We all see the Wizards record. We just gave you the numbers. 28th in offensive efficiency, dead last in defensive efficiency. This is their plan. So I ask, are you sure this is what you guys want? Because I don't know when Washington is going to turn this around. Like, they have nothing except this might be too much. I don't know if Alex Sarr and Keyshawn George are two Keegan Murrays, right? You know what I mean? Like, they don't have Paolo. Mm-hmm. They don't have Cade. They don't have Cooper. They don't have that player. And that's what they're looking for, obviously, in this draft. This draft, it's another one of those drafts where a lot is being discussed about, you know, this draft could go 8, 9, 10 deep. There's going to be franchises real happy, you know, if you're drafting in the top 10 with how all of this goes. And one, we've heard that before and it hasn't really panned out. But I just thought it was interesting to read an article about a team who is working solely on developing their young players and what a miserable product it seems to be, while the front office goes, that's okay. This is what we're going for. We're going for our guys to get better.
Yeah. And they are, I believe, in their fifth. When this season is done, it'll be their fifth year without a playoff appearance. The last three, including this one, have been dreadful. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no hope in sight. And yeah, you got to think about that if you're a Kings fan who wants the teardown, that wants the rebuild and let the young guys play and all this other stuff, which is cool. Not going against
and,
that.
And
but
to be fair, you said 5 years?
5 years since the playoffs. The last three have been nasty.
The last three, well, I guess this would probably be the third.
Year. Yeah,
I guess this would be the third. Is that's Will Dawkins. That's their current general manager. So what we're seeing right now is his vision. It's his execution. This is what he's put together. This is what everyone has understood what is happening. He tore the team down. He is rebuilding it, and this is a part of his rebuild process.
Yeah, and that includes them having a number one pick. Was it one or two? I can't remember. They had the number one, right?
Sar was Richey one.
Oh, no, he was a Hawks. Yeah, he was a Hawks
and
number
Sar
one.
Sar was two.
Sar was two. So they had the number two pick.
Yeah.
In a draft. And
they like him, but they don't have the one. Jesse?
What's the other option for the Kings?
Go take a chance on somebody. Take a chance on a LaMelo, Trae Young, Ja Morant, which I'm not saying works either, but.
Yeah, I like the other option, then.
The other option, you're wandering.
No, not if you take the right guys.
So what if
Zion might be the right guy? Like you have, you're wandering on hope.
You're doing the same. The one, LaMelo Ball only playing this many games, or John Morant becoming mature, or Trae Young.
That's
this,
fair.
That's Young, correct. Like, it's all based on hope.
That's all the same.
Perfectly fair. That's fair. But
at
least
this time, you get to do it with your guy. Like, not your guy, but like you draft your guy.
That's fair. But those are injury concerns. I know they're really good. Alex Starr can play every game. He could be the new Harrison Barnes. He might not ever be as good as...
Well, yeah, one year it's Sarr, but this year it could be, what is it, DeMonster? How do you pronounce his last name? Mm-hmm. It could be him. Right. It could be Boozer. It could be, what was it? There's a third guy or whatever. The kid from Peterson, I think, from Kansas.
Yeah, Darren Peterson.
Yeah, like it could be those guys this year rather than Sarr one year, Risa Shea.
It could be.
And right now it's kind of looking that way, but also, like, we know LaMelo, Ja, and Trey are also really good. We also know, well, two out of the three are also really hurt. And it's like, if you're an injured player, I mean, that's kind of who you are. These guys don't magically get healthy.
They have their own concerns. Washington is in the abyss right now.
No.
Washington's made their mistakes as well. You just got to hope that the Kings do it right. You just don't do it.
And there's no indication that they're not. There isn't. There's no indication that what they're not doing right now. Like, Alex Starr is good.
Mm-hmm.
But how good is he? And at some point, you're going to have to go beyond the draft. And maybe clearly that's not this year. And that's another like sneaky thing about the Kings is Washington's also trying to hold on to their pick.
Mm-hmm.
Like Washington losing their first round pick because it went ninth instead of eighth is catastrophic for that franchise. But they fall within the top 10. They fall within the top eight. They land one of those guys. Great. At some point, you're going to have to venture outside of that. Mm-hmm. If you don't, you're Oklahoma City and congratulations. And their best player came through a trade. But I always give them credit for it because he was coming off of his rookie year and that whole deal. So if you're able to do this that way, congratulations. You're like one of two teams that is able to do that. Mm-hmm. But you're going to have to venture outside of the draft at some point to get veterans. You're going to have to do what Detroit did. Detroit was ridiculed for the way they handled their cap space. And for the last 2 years, they've been a prominent team in the Eastern Conference. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to do that at some point. Washington is waiting one more year to do it to make sure that they preserve that draft pick. But next year is year four. And you're getting development from Sarr. You're getting development from George. Now you've got the other young player coming in. Mm-hmm. And like, kind of what you're hoping that this all comes together and works out. You're hoping that Will Dawkins is the right general manager. You're hoping he got the right coaching staff. It's all a hope, luck, and there it's some great scouts
mm-hmm.
is what can help you build your team. I just wanted to point this Washington story out because you see how bad Washington is. That's your future. Like now I get it. Oh, we want it to work out. I hear you. Just understand what you're saying. We asked sometime this week. When do you, if the blow it up crowd, the tank crowd, if you got exactly what you wanted, when did you want to start seeing returns on this? Like mm-hmm. true returns. There were people saying playoff runs in 2 to 3 years. My beloved brothers in the Lord, what team does that?
Realistically, you're probably not seeing real progress till year three with this team. And real progress is like, oh, they might be 500 this year.
Three, Jesse, year three is right now for Washington. Right. It's right now. They're nowhere near. Some of it's by design. I want to keep pointing that out. Some of that is by design because they want to preserve that draft pick. Does that mean they're going to be great next year? They land. Let's say they land Boozer. They're great next year?
No.
They're making playoff runs next year. Mm-mm. Okay, let's say they're better in year. We'd be at five. They're making playoff runs in year five. This is not the process I think some of you guys think it is. You're asking for a complete... By the time this thing plays out, and even if it plays out in a positive way, by this time this thing plays out, you're likely looking at an 8 to 9 year, counting what we're going through right now, playoff drought. As long as everybody is comfortable with that, then fine. But that's what you're looking at. This 2 to 3 year stuff that some people were putting in the chatty house, that some people were hitting us on social media about, that's insane. For what you're asking for, mm-hmm. 2 to 3 years is insane.
Right.
Unless you land a generational pick who is healthy 82 games and Keegan explodes onto the scene next year as one of the most dominant threes or fours in the league.
Right.
And young fours in the league.
And the only thing that I ask is everybody, well, what are the Kings doing? Like, the Kings are like, I get all that.
Is that
it's
what
fine.
They sound like?
Yes.
Oh.
That's exactly what they sound like. I get all that. That's fine. What I really want people to stop doing, though, is like stop acting like it's fun to watch the Wizards or fun to be in that situation. It's not.
It's not. It's fun to see that Alex Saar is scoring. Like, oh, that's a 19 right. and 10 guy. That's cool. Yeah, because you don't have to watch it.
Right. Like
they're not competitive.
It can be an
ever.
It can be a necessary evil, and it's part of the step. And I get all that, but stop it. Like, yeah, I love to be the Wizards. This is fun. The young guys are playing, bro. They got 3 wins. Like this is what I talk about when I talk about missing the plot. It's not fun just losing.
You got the vets here now, though, and they're losing.
And it's not fun. Like, it's not, but, like, I'm but, not saying it's fun just because they're veterans. So it's not fun to lose.
Let's stop that part of the conversation, because no one is saying what the Kings are doing now is working. What I'm asking, and I think what we've asked several times, is there some other path that a basketball team like the Sacramento Kings can take other than the one that Washington is going through right now? That's the question to me. No one's saying, I don't want to watch Zach LaVine. I don't want to watch this goddamn basketball game tomorrow night. I want to do something else with my life. But I've been blessed with the opportunity to do this job, so I'm going to spend 2.5 hours of my day watching that team play basketball. I don't want to watch Zach LaVine. I don't want to watch DeMar DeRozan. I don't want to watch any of that. I also don't want to watch what the Washington Wizards are doing. I don't want to watch that every night. So our question has always been, is there a different route to becoming a better basketball team?
Doug, the Wizards are about to have like 40 wins over the course of 3 years. Like I'm not cool with that. If they were to get a great draft pick and he turns them into I'd love for that to happen for the Kings. That's great. But stop acting like, nah, this is fun watching 13-win teams just because the people are average age of 22. Like, no, it's not fun. I want to see a winning team. I don't really care how you get there. If you tank and you win, cool. If you go make trades and you win, cool. But stop acting like for 3 straight years watching a team that wins 15 games is fun. And, nah, this is great. I'd love to have this.
I didn't mention the point differential is 16 points per game, by the way.
Like you said, not even competitive.
Are we being fair, though? Because it's not about it being fun. It's just more so, all right, now you're building towards something. You're watching the young guys.
No, you hope you're building towards something.
Well, yeah, but like that's fine. So then I ask you guys, what's the other alternative? Because you're going to hope LaMelo Ball's healthy. You're going to hope you're doing the same thing.
So
like, it's not like, oh, LaMelo Ball's here. Like, we got it. We're going to build around them.
We're also not acting like that's fun. Like, oh, this is great that LaVine is here and they're winning 5. No, we don't think that's cool.
Well, I'm not asking about LaVine. I'm saying if the rebuild and tank part's not fun, that's fine. But like and there's hope and all, that's fine. But like, okay, then what's the other avenue then? Because if it's trading for one of the unwanted vets, like that's the same thing. You hope that they're healthy. You hope that you're able to build a team that the other teams couldn't do around them.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.